Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting about what do you do if you're not hungry in the morning? I hear this a lot from people, and I have just the perfect answer for you. So let's dive right in. Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, guys, so you wake up in the morning and you're not hungry. You don't eat breakfast. You're someone who doesn't eat breakfast. Everybody's like, eat breakfast because it's super important. What do you do? Well, I will tell you. So you have a couple of options here on what you can do, because as with everything, there is context. Some people truly are okay and can function without eating breakfast. But before you're like, yep, that's me, I want you to listen to what I have to say. So there is usually a root cause for not feeling hungry in the morning. Okay, and I'm going to give you a couple examples. So one thing you may be eating later at night. Whether that's you eat dinner later at night, maybe you're late night snacking, maybe you have a bigger meal at night, and you don't allow your body enough time to digest food before you go to bed, which should be at least 2 to 3 hours, ideally 4. And if that happens, you could wake up and not feel hungry because your body didn't quite digest things the right way. So you're still feeling that food from the night before. I know if I eat a big meal, especially at night, I'll wake up and not feel super hungry. I'll still feel that food in my stomach from the night before. So that is one possibility. Another possibility could be stress. Now, stress is hard to tackle. If you've been listening to the Tea with Tina podcast, you know I talk about stress a lot. And a lot of us are very stressed, coming from someone who lived a very stressful life. I would quite literally make myself sick before I went to school every morning. I gave myself a stomach ache. I had irregular bowel movements all the time from my anxiety. I had panic attacks at one point. I was super stressed out to the point where people walking behind me, I was so worried that I was walking not fast enough for them. I worried about everything and anything, stressed out, always felt butterflies in my stomach. I am familiar with stress. We have worked on our stress and we are feeling great. And my capacity to hold stress has managed and expanded tenfold, and it's wonderful and we love it. And I am a new person and I want that for you too. That is what I teach my health and fitness clients. So if that's you, I would love to shoot you a message, or you message me and talk to me about it. But anyways, sorry, I'm very passionate about the stress part. If you are experiencing stress, words are hard, this could be you. You could lack hunger because you're so stressed out. Now, some of us have the opposite response. When we're really stressed out, we actually get more hungry. But if you are feeling stressful time in your life, you may not even be aware of it. So I want you to take a couple minutes. You could pause this podcast episode and think, what's going on in your life? Do you have a lot going on, a lot on your plate? You're working overtime. You have to handle the kids. You're trying to do all these activities. You have no time for yourself. You have crazy relationships with your parents. You got to meet up with them again. And there's drama in the family. And your friend is really annoying, and your coworker. And well, that sounds like a lot of stress, doesn't it? That's a lot of stress. So again, we get used to this stress because it kind of builds up over time. And then we have all this stress and our body, just like I said, it gets used to it. So we don't really realize we're in it until we remove ourselves from that situation. Like, have you ever been on a vacation at the beach and you're like, holy crap, I'm exhausted. I needed this. Yeah, that's you removing yourself from the stress. So you could be stressed. I want you to think about that. But those would be the two big reasons. So something with our eating, we might be eating, our eating's off, or we're eating too much in the evening, and that causes us to not be hungry in the morning, or stress. Those are the two big ones. So I want you to think about that first. And it's funny with the one where we're eating a big meal in the evening, because it's kind of like this endless cycle, because then we're not hungry in the morning, and then we kind of starve till lunchtime, and then we feel really hungry. So then we eat a lot for lunch and we eat a lot for dinner to try to make up those calories. And then we just are in the endless cycle of overeating, not eating breakfast, overeating, not eating breakfast. So you have to break the cycle. Okay. For my stress peeps, I would love you to manage your stress. There are ways to do it. You know, you can do the basic stuff. You know, I talk about it a lot on the podcast, so feel free to creep on the podcast for some free resources. Reach out to a therapist if you need that deeper work. But if you need stress reduction in a way, in the form of time management, mental capacity, simplifying your health and fitness routine, that's my area of expertise, so you can reach out to me for more information. Let's have a conversation about it, okay? But for both of you guys, you still need to start eating a little bit, okay? I want you to at least try. And if you absolutely cannot do it and you hate it, then maybe you are the rare butterfly that can go without eating until lunch. You're crazy, because as soon as I wake up, I'm like, I need food. If not, my husband laughs at me, because like if I start moving after a half hour, I'm like, holy crap, I'm famished. I have low blood sugar. I'm so hungry. Like, I need to eat. I wake up, put my robe on, and make breakfast or eat breakfast. It's just, I need it. Okay. So, yes, that's what we're going to do. So gradually introduce food. A great option here would be like a protein shake. It's light. You want something that's light. It's not heavy. It doesn't sit in your stomach. Just something to kind of get a little food. You can even start with a handful of berries. Berries is a great option as well. You could do a protein shake and berries. Oatmeal is something else that's a little bit light, but everybody's a little different. Like for me, I eat oatmeal and I'm like hungry in 3 seconds. So it's up to you on what you need. Yogurt, toast is a good one. Maybe you could do avocado toast. That's a great one. You could put a little cottage cheese on toast, make it savory or sweet, something light. But when you get that fuel in your body, it helps jumpstart your metabolism. It helps jumpstart everything. You've literally been laying like in a coma for 6 to 8 hours of the night, you're dehydrated, you're hungry, your body needs fuel and that jump start to get going. And no, coffee does not count as breakfast, okay? I would also prefer if you drank a little bit of water with your coffee. Everybody's like, drink water before coffee, but I would even be happy if you drank it with your coffee, okay? So yes, we want to get a little bit of food in there. Try to gradually build up to a full meal if you feel that you need to. You don't even have to eat when you wake up right away. It can be slightly delayed, but sometime in the morning hours before your lunch, it would benefit you to get something into your system. And you might find that this will help with cravings later on in the day, and you feeling an energy dump, and you're just hungry. You know, if you eat earlier, it'll help. And here's the thing too, just like when you diet, how you kind of get those hunger pings, right? And your body has to adapt. The same thing happens with creating hunger, if that makes sense. I know that sounds weird, but you know, you're not hungry in the breakfast, so we have to train our body to want that food. You might see it with your pets. You probably feed them at a certain time every day, and then what happens with the time change when it goes back an hour or forward an hour? You know, let's say they eat at 4 at 3 o'clock, they're going like, what the heck, I normally eat at 4. It's because they've trained their body to eat at the same time every day. And you can do that too. So you got to get over that little hump and kind of force yourself to eat a little bit, even if you're not hungry, and it will benefit you, I promise. And again, if it doesn't, you have my permission to be the special snowflake that does not eat breakfast, okay? But that is all I have for you today. I wanted to share that little tidbit. I hope you found it very helpful. If you're not following the Tea with Tina podcast yet, what the heck are you doing? I know you're here. You're binging the episodes. So just follow it. So stay up to date with my episodes. It's the best place to get free content, free coaching, free value from me. I'm also over on Instagram at Tina Weiland Fit. You can find me on Facebook at Tina Weiland. Let's be friends. We can hang out. Other than that, that is all I got today, guys. So I hope you have a great rest of your day, and bye for now.